This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 7 after the hour. It's the last Monday of March. Hi, March 30th on the air with the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all here on your, what's the expression I use sometimes? At your service and on your side. How about that? I've had so many slogans that I've used through the years, you know, because radio likes to hype itself. And so coming up with some of these things have been real gems over the years. And speaking of hyping itself, there's something I'm very proud of, all of the ladies and our approach to the helpful information that'll be good for you no matter where you are. And with that in mind, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who was on the program earlier, I'm going to repeat that interview. It's not really an interview. It's him explaining the way to treat the virus. Not from his own experience, but from publications, the work that's being done to explore the ways we can deal with this problem and curb it. And he's got the information, so we'll have that interview again for you at the bottom of the hour here. Meanwhile, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and I are researching every moment of the airtime that we have here to try to make sure that you know what's going on in your market, in your town, in your state, around the country. There's a donut shop in upstate New York featuring the likeness of Dr. Fauci's face on their
apparently they're a big
donuts.
Hit. Yeah. He's like a national hero.
They're a big hit,
point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Donut Delight in Rochester began selling hundreds of donuts with Dr. Fauci's face surrounded by white frosting and topped off with patriotic sprinkles. They've been selling like crazy, according to the store. Shop says its decision to feature Dr. Fauci was inspired by his communication style and calm demeanor, which is what we all... I was trying to think of that. I didn't open the ice cream bus on my farm over the weekend because I wasn't ready to. I think I will this next weekend. But this gives me an idea. How about we design some sort of ice cream treat with fudge, but it'll melt.
You just need a flavor. What starts with F? You need a Fauci fudge.
Fauci. That's a good idea. I like that. Fauci fudge. There you go, Jennifer. Thank you very much.
The doctor is in. You could call it that.
Yes. Right. All right. So speaking of Jennifer and her being here with us from Los Angeles, you do your local program after you do this one. What will be the focus? You have a lot more guests on your program than I do here. Business, and maybe you can put the Dr. Ken interview on your program as well, because a lot of people will be feeling really good knowing that there's research being done, because everybody says you got to make sure it's tested, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so here's something that's being tested and written up by a lot of really strong professional minds in the world of medicine. So,
and I think, I know Dr. Ken, and I know that he doesn't get I don't want to say shook, because it's just a little slang. But, he doesn't get shook.
He get all excited about things too often.
I've never heard that much inflection in his voice or energy from him in 4 years.
He called me yesterday four times. He said, you got to look at this. You got to read this. You got to understand. I got to come on. You got to know. And he says, anybody who disagrees with this, look at these peer. I mean, he was all over it. Really all
and that's fantastic, and I'm glad that people are just speeding things up, because what you'll hear if you miss Dr. Ken is that he said, you know, most of the time you have to go through all these processes to get to your findings to even get published into the hands of the people, but because desperate times call for desperate measures, people are really expediting things, and that's how we're even finding out about this, which I think is great news, especially because it involves things that are already FDA approved, so maybe they haven't been approved in combination with each other, but we know that they're not going to kill people. As the president said, people laughed when he said it's not going to kill you, but it's not going to kill you. You might as well try it.
All right, so I want to focus on one of our areas. I talk about some of the cities and towns that carry this program. I used to own a radio station up in Cobleskill, New York, WSDE. The fellow I sold it to, his name is Ed. He and I had a conversation on the phone last weekend about how he was doing, what was going on. Well, since he bought the station from me, he's since added two other FM sticks, that's what they call them, FM signals to the station. So now we can be heard all over, pretty much everywhere from Cooperstown to Albany. And I wonder, as we're talking to people in New York, we have four, five, six other stations around New York, but this is the one that comes to mind because it's in a very rural area and it also bridges the gap and gets into the city of Albany. I'm wondering how people are reacting there to all of the talk about New York being the epicenter. Now, I got to tell you something. This community, go up to Albany on the interstate, then you go up on the New York Thruway from New York City up to Albany, and then you go west on either 90 or 88. And it's such an interesting blend of Americana. Right there, within the sound of my voice, on those stations, you can get everything that there is about America that makes us so strong, so vibrant. There's farms, there's good suburban area, there's the city of Albany, which is the state capital of New York. I'm just wondering how people are reacting to the governor and others saying you should stay put. Are you staying put? And, you know, considering that we don't really want, I say this lovingly, we don't want you in Massachusetts. They don't want you in Vermont. They don't want
you in
Rhode
Island, where they were sending the cops after every New York case. They were sending them door to door.
Yeah, right.
Nuts.
Yeah. So it's just, I mean, that's, again, a microcosm of what's going on all around the country. I'm sure we could find examples of that. California would be a state where there are great representatives. I mean, I'm thinking about San Jose is a good example of that. You go east of San Jose about 40 miles and you're into the farm country. And yet San Jose is close to San Francisco, very urban. And I'm wondering again how people there are reacting to all of this. That is the request. It isn't, well, it's a request. It isn't a requirement because you can't really do that. It's unconstitutional. Didn't we decide it was unconstitutional to tell people they have to stay put?
Mm-hmm. It'd be very difficult to do that, yeah.
Yeah, it would be. But are people in your circle, Jennifer, of friends and family, you have a very broad, wide range of friends and family. What are they doing? What is your mother doing, for example?
My mom's really worried about it. I actually brought her some groceries on Friday. She didn't really want to go out, but she's been doing, I mean, she'll do short little trips to the grocery store, to the bank, but that's pretty much it. She's been pretty much keeping to herself and staying home and having a lot of anxiety, I think, like many of us. And my dad has been staying home as well, except for Wednesdays when he comes into the office to do a show, a live show. Everything else he's doing from his house. So that's kind of mitigating his risk. All my friends are pretty much home. I have a few friends who are deemed essential that are still going to work, but it's just back and forth to work. I'm the one that's out there probably the most, which is a little nerve-wracking for me because of my job. I'm still kind of living my normal schedule. So that's
Are you nervous
tough.
To be around your mom? Because I have not physically been anywhere near my mom in a month because my mom's got a lot
my
of
mom's
very delicate lung issues.
Yeah, my mom doesn't have the lung issues. She's more nervous about just her age more than anything else.
Yeah, your mother's a nervous, kind of a nervous Noe anyway.
Yeah, and so I think that I did see her for a little bit, but I stayed
back.
At least 6 feet away from her, right?
Yeah.
So, because she's like, I just can't, because she's also going stir crazy. So then you have to do the balance of, because she lives by herself. I mean, imagine how hard it is to do it, and Carrie, you know, but you're still going to work. Victoria, you've got Lewis there. My mom's just by herself and doesn't have a place to go to work. And so she's going kind of batty. So, you know, it's like you have to kind of be responsible, but figure out how you're going to survive it mentally, too. It's not great to be just locked away
that's
by
it.
Yourself
that's
with CNN.
Very important, let me underscore that. The mental aspects of this are so important to have good mental health as well as physical health and not to be so fear-based in your thinking. It is about having information that you trust, and then if you can't, you know, really go to work, you can't get anything accomplished anyway, then be smart about it. I spent my time on the farm this weekend. There's nobody around. It's just me. So I can do my work. I get on the tractor.
And that's
and go
a good outlet for
stuff.
You. And
it's a fabulous outlet.
But I would worry about you. I'd worry about you the same way I'd worry about my mom and the way I worry about my dad, even though he's connecting and still conducting business from his house.
If you have three parents.
When you don't see anybody for a long period of time, it's,
well,
that's rough.
I see my, I see the neighbors or my friend across the street emails me pretty much every day. My sister's right down the street. We did Facebook, FaceTime the other, we laughed. She said, why don't you FaceTime me? So I did, and she went, because we've never done it before, and like, I'm driving by her house. And so she said, where are you? I said, I'm at the end of the driveway. And she just started to laugh. You know, it is kind of interesting to get to technology and understand how you can apply it and how you can make yourself feel better. Because if your mind is calm, clear, cool, and collected, it will do a lot to, you know, it's just the mind-spirit-body connection. If your mind is okay, your body will be relaxed. I was in the truck yesterday going to pick up a tractor. I drove to Western Massachusetts, got on the tractor, put on the truck, drove back home. And I was thinking, as Daisy's right next to me, I was thinking how peaceful I, there was nobody on the road. And it was just, I took my time, it was a nice drive, and it was wonderful for my mental health. You know, because we're around this stuff all the time, so you get way too much information. I'm looking at stuff on these three screens in front of me, thinking I could blow my brains out if I were to take too much. If you were to, you know, take it too seriously, and think, my God, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to be smart. That's what we're going to do. So I appreciate you ladies coming to the rescue, if you will. Speaking of coming to the rescue, this is something Victoria and I have been talking about. The whole business about health, your well-being, and the way to get yourself into a healthy place is by exercising, losing weight. The folks at Calitrin have been good enough to give us some suggestions, but they're the same suggestions, really, they've had. But in your circle, Victoria, you've had a lot of people who paid a lot of attention to this because it does make sense, and it's about health in the first place because there's no drugs, there's no stimulants or anything in it, and losing weight makes nothing but sense.
Well, and especially right now, we're all stuck at home. Everyone's either trying to do an at-home workout or trying to get a little bit of exercise outside. But let's be honest, most of us have already baked a cake or two. We're already baking cookies. Everybody's baking.
You haven't sent me any cookies, though. How about
some? I will. We won't be able to fit into our summer clothes by the time this is all over. So this is the time now. And I've seen so many people like kind of try to turn the tide on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook saying, okay, look, we got to rein it in now because we've had a week or two of indulgence and now is the time to get serious because this will pass, this virus will pass, and we will have to be out in public again, and it will be the summertime, which is beach time and so or pool time. So this is the time right now to get started on Calitrin. Everybody knows about collagen in my circle. It helps, you know, prevent wrinkles. It's everything about collagen is great.
Well, 30% of your body is that's the protein.
And you start losing collagen from like age 20 on. So everybody could use a little bit of boost of collagen and some plumping of the skin and the wrinkles. And so this is something that I'm going to start doing now. And this is going to be my plan to get out of the coronavirus sweatpants thing that we're all in. We're all in it together. So this is the time. Like, act now. This is the time.
All right. Go to toploss.com. Speaking of action, toploss.com. Use the code DJV. You'll get free shipping and the opportunity to buy as many. Let's say you buy three, but I suggest you go on a six-month program because once you lose the weight, you want to keep it off, and that's what this does. Buy three, get three free. Buy four, get four free. That's the way it works. Get on to the program. They want to support you. Toploss.com. Code DJV. Let's get healthy during this very serious time. 21 after the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Items here of interest, 23, almost 24 at the hour on this Monday, the 30th of March. Gaga celebrating her 34th birthday. Who thought she was older than that?
I did.
34. Wow. Imagine what she's done with her life in these 34 years.
Yeah.
She and Ariana Grande took to social media to wish her a very happy birthday. Wished herself happy birthday. Nothing wrong with that. Along with a snapshot of the two of them together, Ariana called Gaga an angel, encouraged her to have a delicious meal for her birthday while being self-isolated. Ariana wrote, quote, happy birthday to a literal angel that's changed my life in many ways. I'll tell you more about it later, but you make my heart feel so full and happy and understood. Wishing you all the joy in the world today and every day. Have some pasta.
Two Italian girls who love their pasta.
Well, her father has a pizza joint.
It's not a pizza joint. It's an actual Italian restaurant. And he caught some flack over the weekend because he's trying to start a GoFundMe so that he can pay some of the workers. And it was met with a huge backlash. Because Gaga is a part owner of the restaurant. It's
so
called
why
Joanne.
Didn't she pay
that's exactly what everyone was saying. So why are you asking for the public to donate to this when your daughter made $49 million last year?
Yeah,
it was probably not well conceived.
There's a point. Yeah, no, probably not a good idea.
Because he's asking for like $50,000 or something like that.
Yeah. All right, next up here, this Essence Fest, interesting. Initially they started, they stated that they plan to move forward with their July 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 dates in New Orleans. Essence Fest 2020 announcing that it will move closer to the fall instead, given the concerns around the virus and the recent outbreak in New Orleans. Wow, what a mess that place is. We talk about New York a lot. A mess. Based on developments over the past couple of weeks, including updates from our city and health partners, we're officially announcing we'll move the 2020 Essence Festival of Culture closer to the fall. Bruno Mars, Janet Jackson were set to headline the festival, though it remains to be seen whether the lineup will stay the same as things are moved around. In addition to Mars and Jackson, the 2020 Essence lineup includes Janelle Monáe, Raphael Sadiq, Ari Lennox, and Summer Walker. The organizers say they'll continue to work with the city to see how they update this, and that makes good sense. 26 after the hour, now another movement here. The Who, another act postponing their upcoming spring tour because of the outbreak. Peter Townsend and Roger Daltrey delaying their North American trek until this fall. The April and May stops on The Who's Moving On tour are proactively being rescheduled to the fall out of an abundance of caution. As soon as we have the dates finalized, we'll share the updated info and the schedule, the tickets, all that stuff will be honored. I thank you for understanding. Both Pete and Roger and the rest of The Who cannot wait to get out there and be with you all, sharing some great music. Long live rock! The Moving On tour, North American leg, scheduled to start the 21st of next month, included the band's first Cincinnati concert on December of 79, when 11 people died during a stampede outside the show. I remember that. The dates also included a trio of rescheduled gigs and six-night residency in Vegas. The Who also booked a headline this year's New Orleans Jazz Fest, which has moved from April 30th we'll tell you later. I guess that's basically what's going to happen. They don't know. Some weekend in the fall. So that's the update on The Who for those of you who are fans of Magic Bus. I always thought that was a fabulous. I was in the bus business. We used to use that as our theme. Magic Bus! 28 after the hour on the DJB program. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As last week ended, President Trump was saying he was hoping the country would be reopened for business despite the coronavirus pandemic by Easter Sunday, April 12th. However, yesterday he announced he's extending social distancing guidelines as a result of the virus for several more weeks.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th. To slow the spread.
New York City's mayor calling it a last resort. Bill de Blasio saying he has authorized police to issue $500 tickets to people who violate social distancing rules amid the coronavirus pandemic. Pope Francis calling for a temporary worldwide ceasefire. He called for the global halt to hostilities yesterday, saying countries need to protect their people from the coronavirus pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On Monday, the 30th of March, this is the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, with a reworking or replay of kind of a groundbreaking conversation we had. We'll play it, and then we'll talk about it after we play it. On the better, lighter side of things, Starbucks is giving out free coffee to first responders and healthcare workers, which is kind of a cool thing. Good for them. Free tall brewed or iced coffee, whatever they want. Police, firefighters, paramedics, doctors, nurses, staff get free beverages in the stores until the first week of May. So for the next couple of weeks, free cup could be more difficult than usual to get because the company has closed a number of its cafes because of the circumstance. Hello, duh. So they're offering drive-through and delivery only. Some locations, though, may near hospital. They have some store. They're probably in hospitals, I'm guessing. Some locations, anyway, right? Wouldn't you think?
Yes, they are in some hospitals, yep.
Yeah, yeah. The number one car brand in America last week, what do you think it was? Number one car in terms of sales, because sales are way off. They're still advertising. You can buy the car now, pay for it in 10 years, or whatever,
yeah,
whatever the deal is. But the number one brand last week was the Jeep.
Oh, not surprised. That's number one in America for like the last 2 years.
Yep.
Exploring. Everybody's got a Jeep Wrangler.
Yep. Everybody wants to go out and explore. So there was a poll last week of 426 adult car buyers, and the 26% said they'd considered a Jeep. 16% were women, and 10% were, 16% were men, 10% were women buying cars on their own. They had their eye on this because they were off-road focused brands.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. Gas prices are dropping like ours. Above four, I went to four or five different stations that drove by them yesterday, and they were all less than $2 here. What's it where you are? About the same.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't filled up in a while because I haven't been going anywhere. It was $2.29. It was $2.29 the last time I filled up, which would have been maybe a week or at least a week ago.
Yeah,
but the Jeep, the Jeeps are so popular now. I have a lot of friends who have them, and it was funny. On Saturday, we were walking the dogs along the beach, and there were two girls who were in college, and they each had a Jeep Wrangler. They were both. It was a beautiful day. It was like 70 degrees. They were both sitting on the roofs of their respective Jeeps, and they were just chatting and talking to each other. And I said, "Wow, you guys are doing social distancing the right way." And they were like, "Hell yeah, this is what we're doing now." So they just everyone parks their cars together and sits on the roof, and everybody can have like an outdoor gathering that's still safe and at least 6 feet apart.
Yeah, makes good sense.
Yeah.
Now, I have a radio friend. He actually got off the air, I think, last year about this time. He's a little younger than I am. He's been on the air for 40-some-odd years and became best known. He had an opportunity to be national, but he liked Seattle, and so he made his career in Seattle. His name is Bob Rivers. And among all the people that I know in this business, he is the one who most – there have been different outfits, different companies, different hosts who have tried to do parodies, and they've done okay. This guy – has spent 30 years doing some of the most brilliant parodies I have ever heard in my life. He still does a podcast. I think it's bobrivers.com. And in the podcast, he continues to do the stuff that he did when he was on the air. And so I managed to find this parody, which was done last week. I think you'll probably figure out. you listen to it and you'll figure it out. Right, Gary, hit it.
Oh, yeah, you might have something I hope you'll understand. Let's not do the dumb thing. Don't want to shake your hand. Don't want to shake your hand. Now go and wash those hands. Oh, please say to me, you washed up in the can. Get inside. It's got me wheezing in my lungs. Stay inside. No high fives. No high fives. Yeah, you got that something. So keep your distance, man. And please do the smart thing. You gotta wash your hands.
Just that was great.
Fabulously clever guy, Bob Rivers. His podcast is bobrivers.com, and I'm sure you'll hear that there. But I heard he's done, as I said, some fabulous things over the years. And his Christmas parodies, his just pop music parodies wrapped around issues of the day, that's a great one. We'll keep that, and Kara, have it handy by. We'll use it from time to time. Pretty much tells the story. Here's another story. What could be? Yeah, why not? Yeah. We gotta wash our hands. So, there's a sheriff up in Maine. I saw this over the weekend here in New England. This got a lot of attention. there are people who have refused to, that this particular family was apparently aware that they had been exposed to the coronavirus and they wouldn't stay home. So what does the sheriff do? He brings his chainsaw to the front of these people's houses and cuts a tree down so that it lands in front of the door so they can't get out.
Wow, that's extreme.
Well, but he's a down Mainer. And, you know, the down Mainers are pretty creative. So they chop down this tree and block the driveway of a resident to force this guy and his family to self-quarantine. Anyway, so
there was another story that we did initially, like early on in all this. I forget what state it was in, but there was a guy who had been exposed to the virus. I don't know if he had tested positive or not, but then the sheriff's department, they just surrounded his house with officers. So yeah. Eventually he capitulated and, you know, said, all right, fine, I'll stay in quarantine. But yeah. Sometimes, you know, it just takes way too much force for common sense.
Yep, exactly. Dr. Ken, speaking of common sense, with us in a moment with the conversation about what you can count on. If you get it, there's hope. He's got the info. First, though, I want to talk about spending time at home and the rest that you're getting. Are you doing what I said earlier with Tom Chrysler, that I was going to wash my pillows, wash my sheets every day, every other day? And so the folks at MyPillow have changed their production at the plant to provide masks for hospitals. But they still have a great quantity of pillows. Matter of fact, the King Platinum Premium MyPillow, you can buy up to 10 of them for $29.99. That's saving 66%. Right now, 50% off everything else that's in there. MyPillow, towels, roll and go, whatever you want. Go to Radio Listener Specials, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike Lindell's new book about his life, your entire MyPillow order ships free. You get a $25 gift card as well. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and save 66% on the Platinum Premium MyPillows. At MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a very important part of my life. He's here to bring us up to date, as he has been doing with regularity, on the latest. Talk about feeling good. There's information that's actually, we're going to post on my Facebook page and the DJV website as well about the combo. The two things that have gotten the most attention when it comes to treating the virus. Ken, you want to give us a little quick background and then how much it's been tested? Give us that info.
Let me turn on my own Christmas lights for everybody. And this is unheard of in the world of academic medicine, because when people do clinical research in medicine, they come up with their breakthrough, they put together a manuscript, they submit the manuscript to a peer-reviewed journal. All of this is done confidentially, because if word gets out, they won't get their result accepted for publication, they won't get the credit, they won't get their publication credit, and then the manuscript is reviewed by the journal, peer review occurs, and then 6 to 12 months, if you're lucky, later, the breakthrough that the scientists have come up with gets published, and then everybody, the doctors, the public, get to see it. What happened on Friday was that the same French excellent clinical scientist group, considered world experts in infectious disease, who published a week ago the first six patients, all six cured of the coronavirus with the combination of the anti-malarial, the Plaquenil, the hydroxychloroquine, and the Z-Pak. The first six patients, six out of six cured. And what they did on Friday, amazingly, was they distributed to the public, by putting it up on the internet for everybody, the exact manuscript, which I presume they're going to be submitting to a peer-reviewed journal, before it was submitted to the peer-reviewed journal. this is unheard of, but these are unusual times. So they amazingly made this breakthrough available to the public before waiting for the journals to review it and publish it and sacrificing, but I'm sure somebody will publish this. But anyway, this shows 80 patients treated with the combination of hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams, three times a day for 10 days, and a simple Z-Pak. Hydroxychloroquine, it's been around since 1946. It's used for malaria to treat, to prevent malaria. Every Vietnam vet took this. It's also used as Plaquenil for lupus. So this is a very common drug. When doctors prescribe it properly, it's used effectively, safely. Billions of people have taken it. Also, and you have to be careful about heart arrhythmias and eye issues, but when used appropriately, it's a safe and effective drug. And then a Z-Pak. Billions of us. Anybody has a respiratory infection?
Prescribed it for me when I had my
billions. Yeah. Billions of people also have been prescribed Z-Paks. So these are common drugs. They're safe when prescribed appropriately. They're effective. And also, they're enormously cheap. Both of them are available as generics. So what these French medical scientists reported was 80 patients and 78 out of 80 were cured. And in fact, after 5 days, 78 out of 80 in their respiratory fluids, you know, the things you sneeze and cough out, 78 out of 80 had zero virus in the culture. So that means they weren't contagious. So not only are we curing these people, we're stopping the spread early of this virus. This is an amazing breakthrough. And if anybody questions it, if anybody says, oh, read the paper. This is all in the manuscript, and I hope Doug posts this manuscript. And if there's any pushback, any criticism, just go and read the manuscript and ask, have you read the manuscript, if you hear any pushback.
Where are we going to be able to get this? Is this going to be liberally available?
No,
I'm not talking about the story. We already posted the story. I'm talking about the Z-Pak and the drug for malaria.
Well, they were commonly available at the drugstore until now. I'm sure there's going to be huge demand to get these stockpiled in. And what we need to do is get, I hope the president, I hope the governors are calling the multiple pharmaceutical companies that make these drugs. They're generics made by multiple companies, and I hope they're just going full speed ahead to make these. We need these more than ventilators. We need these more than hospital beds. And the good sign is, if you look at the increase in ICU admissions in New York City, yesterday was the first day they went down, and Tuesday last week they started a large controlled study of these two drugs, and I think that that's why we're seeing the ICU admissions already in New York City beginning to go down. Governor Cuomo, in his press conference yesterday, gave out that hopeful news, and I think that I think we have a cure.
All right, we're going to post this interview as well.
Wow.
At djvshow.com, so they can interview along with the posting of the information he's talking about. So this is probably as hopeful a bit of information as you've heard anywhere. Any of the local stations carrying the program, you can take Dr. Ken's 5-6 minutes here and rebroadcast it on your station so that you get the essence of what he's talking about.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now 53 past the hour on the DJV program. This is the serious movie theme from The Silence of the Lambs, one of the most atrocious, outrageous pieces of garbage that ever was on a screen. Ugh, the horror of it all. But made Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster household names, right, Chucker?
No doubt about it.
Yep. So why?
Here's the interesting part. This day in movie history, Doug, March 30th, 1992, Silence of the Lambs went on to win, sweep the Oscars, winning all five major awards, including Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Screenplay. Only, I think, one or two films or three maybe have ever done that in the history of motion picture. And here's what's really interesting about this. Anthony Hopkins won the Oscar for Best Actor. The movie was over 2 hours. He was only on screen for about 15 minutes and change, less than 16 minutes of screen time.
Wow.
But his 16 minutes were unbelievable. Yeah. And I said, well, I mean, they easily could have put him in the Best Supporting Actor category, but for whatever reason, they pumped him up as Best Actor. He wound up beating the other favorite that year, Nick Nolte, who is opposite Barbara Streisand in the movie Prince of Tides, a movie I like a lot, and I love Nick Nolte.
Yeah,
I thought he was great in that film. But Anthony Hopkins was mesmerizing in Hannibal Lecter, so he wound up winning.
Scared
the
living crap out of anybody.
The whole. Yeah, did great.
Yeah, right. All right, so Chucker, I heard an ad yesterday for one of the theater chains offering to sell you discounted coupons that you can use when the theater opens back up again. At first, I thought they were saying, well, you buy the coupons now and come to the theater. But then I listened more carefully because all the theaters are closed, right? All the theater chains, they're all closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was a pay-it-forward deal. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what some of the independence theaters are going to do. We're part of the program, Pocono Cinema in East Strasburg. For, I think, $12 a month, different distributors of independent movies are going to let show their films online, and they can go through our theater to charge people who sign up $12 in the theater. I believe gets in some cases all of the proceeds, if not at least half. That's what some of the independents are trying to do to raise some money, but they're all going to be, I guess, part of this bailout bill, and hopefully when things get back to normal, we will all survive.
All right, so here is an opportunity for you to spend a minute or so and tell us how these theaters operate. Everybody has different ideas. Are they, charging $13 to get in a movie? Who's getting that money? And then what, so how the theater that you run.
So in general, most movie theater, just about every theater in, that is in existence has what they call a booker. And a booker has an association with all the major studios. He recommends what movie should be booked at your theater. You could agree, disagree, have a relationship, so on and so forth. We tend to have a good relationship with our booker. Most of the time we agree, not all the time. Ultimately, the owner of the theater probably makes the final decision. The booker then books a what's called a virtual contract or electronic contract with the studio with terms. Most films, at least independent films, come with a 50-50 split, meaning the distributor gets 50% of the ticket sale, theater gets the other 50% of the ticket sales. If it's a higher price, a higher profile film, let's say one of the new Star Wars movies, the studio actually could demand on the opening weekend 90% of that ticket, where the theater only gets 10%, and then relies on bigger crowds, meaning you have to have a good a popcorn and candy stand to gain a lot of revenue. And in some cases, that's a good thing. If you, the more people get in the door, you ultimately can figure out some sort of a business model. But, you know, there was a poll taken this weekend where people said what they're willing to pay for video on demand, meaning new movies. Let's say a movie played in the theater last month and the studio has now, because of this coronavirus, put it on demand. They're charging $19.99 to watch a new movie. In the poll, it said the sweet spot would be $6. I think ultimately, if the industry went in this direction where newer movies were released directly on streaming, I think $9.99 is going to be the sweet spot. I think $19.99 is a little bit too high, because if you look at what I just described, and there's a 50-50 split, if they did charge $9.99, I think theater studios would do very well. $19.99, I think you're going to have a lot of resistance with that price point. $6 is, in my opinion, too cheap for the studios.
All right, thank you. That's a great explanation. Now we understand far better how it all works. Chuck Curry on Movie Moments here on the DJV Show at 59.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.